It's Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW. MoCA's exhibition space at Pacific Design Center, in the heart of West Hollywood, is one of the most challenging places to organize an exhibition. The ground floor entrance feels cramped, and the staircase leading upstairs makes you feel as if you are in a corporate office rather than in a museum. But then, after stepping into the sprawling main gallery with its high ceilings, one discovers the large and commanding stage for exhibitions which on occasion get overwhelmed by the space, but definitely not this time. Not with the current exhibition of works by Peter Shire, one of the best-known Los Angeles artists. Shire came into prominence 30 years ago thanks to high-profile public artworks commissioned to him during the 1984 Olympic Games in Los Angeles. But even before that, he got international recognition as one of the founding members of the Memphis Group, a postmodernist design collective based in Milan. He was the only American artist of the group. Seeing this new exhibition at MoCA, I could hardly keep myself from touching his bold, dynamic, colorful and visually seductive tables, chairs, street lamps and, of course, his ceramic teapots, his most recognizable and iconic artworks. But I'm lucky. Lucky to have friends who collected Peter Shire's art. When visiting them, I would sit in his chairs around the dining tables also designed by him. And of course, we would eat and drink from his ceramic plates and cups. At the first encounter, one might describe his art as angular, sharp, geometric, and even slightly aggressive. But after seeing it more than once, you start to feel a sense of humor and even giddiness exuding from his art, as if each object is an actor performing on stage. The exhibition was curated by Anna Katz, who eloquently writes about Shire's art and its exuberant colors, absurd proportions, improbable angles, and outlandish appendages. The exhibition's bold design, with the gallery walls painted in a variety of pastel colors, is the rare case when this challenging museum space turns itself into a friendly stage to experience the art at its best. A month ago, I talked about the 14th Factory, a multinational, phantasmagorical project in downtown LA, in Lincoln Heights, where dilapidated industrial buildings were transformed into a series of sprawling dramatic installations of paintings, videos, sculptures, with a scale and energy matching major international art fairs. Initially, the 14th Factory was scheduled to close at the end of April, but thanks to enthusiastic public response, it will remain open through the end of May. Be sure to see it and get a good kick out of this experience. And here is more good news. And boy, we do need good news these days. In a few weeks, yet another private museum will open its doors to welcome us to enjoy contemporary art and performances. The Maurice and Paul Marciano Art Foundation is behind the dramatic transformation of the Scottish Rite Masonic Temple on Wilshire Boulevard into an ambitious contemporary art museum. Los Angeles architect Kulapat Yantrasast and his firm Y, known for gallery and museum designs here and abroad, were chosen to transform the temple into a new center for display, research, and making of contemporary art. Can you think of any other American city where new museums pop up one after another like they do here in LA? It's been Edward Golden with Art Talk on KCRW.